In this video, we will talk about rhythms. A microchurch is not only defined by what it believes, it is also shaped by what it regularly practices. Acts 2:42 says the early believers continued steadfastly in the apostles' teaching, fellowship, the breaking of bread, and prayers. That passage gives us a beautiful picture of rhythm. The church gathered around word, fellowship, table, and prayer. A healthy microchurch needs simple, repeatable rhythms. These rhythms do not need to be expensive, complicated, or professional, but they do need to be intentional. One rhythm is worship. Worship may include singing, scripture reading, thanksgiving, silence, testimony, or prayerful praise. In some settings, worship may be quiet because of culture or safety. In other settings, it may be more expressive. The point is that Christ is honored. Another rhythm is the Word. A microchurch should open Scripture regularly. The Bible should not be an occasional decoration. It should form the imagination, decisions, repentance, hope, and obedience of the group. Another rhythm is prayer. Prayer reminds the microchurch that this is God's work. Pray for one another. Pray for the neighborhood. Pray for revival. Pray for open doors for the gospel. Pray for protection, wisdom, and humility. Another rhythm is table fellowship. A meal, coffee, bread, soup, or simple hospitality can create embodied Christian community. People are not abstract minds. They are embodied souls. They need welcome, presence, food, safety, and belonging. Another rhythm is care. Care includes listening, encouragement, practical help, appropriate confidentiality, and referral wisdom when needs go beyond the microchurch's role. Finally, there is mission. A microchurch should not become a closed circle. It should keep asking, who needs the love of Christ? Who can we invite? Who can we serve? Who can we disciple? A simple gathering might look like this. Welcome and meal, opening prayer, scripture reading, discussion and application, prayer for one another, a simple worship response. One mission step for the week. That is not the only pattern, but it shows how a microchurch can stay simple and faithful. A common mistake is trying to do too much too soon. Another mistake is doing everything casually with no rhythm at all. Rhythm gives people something to trust. It helps children, guests, new believers, mature Christians, and leaders understand what kind of gathering this is. A microchurch rhythm should be simple enough to repeat, biblical enough to form disciples, and flexible enough to fit the local setting. When worship, word, prayer, table, care, and mission are practiced faithfully, a small gathering can become a powerful place of Christian formation.